AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Justice Department has released a more detailed inventory of what FBI agents found at Donald Trump's Florida estate last month. Sagar Magani has it.
The inventory reveals the extent to which classified material was kept haphazardly at Mar-a-Lago, in boxes and containers, mixed with newspapers and clothes. Agents found 43 empty folders marked with classified banners, 28 more labeled Return to Staff Secretary or Military Aide were also empty. The list does not make clear what may have happened to the documents inside. The department says there was no secure space at the home for sensitive government secrets. It started a criminal probe focused on their presence and efforts to obstruct the investigation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
America's employers added jobs last month, though at a slower pace than July. The Labor Department reports 315,000, while the unemployment rate edged up to 3.7%. That number reflected a rise in the number of people coming off the sidelines to look for work. The report also shows average hourly pay jumped 5.2% from a year earlier, though it slowed slightly from July to August. Stocks finished the week lower on Wall Street. Dow lost 3%, the S&P 3.3%, and the NASDAQ 4.2%. Lisa Dwyer now reports NASA is moving ahead with a planned moon rocket launch.
NASA's Jeremy Parsons says they are optimistic for this Saturday's launch.
If the conditions with weather and the hardware align, we'll absolutely go.
NASA says they've fixed the leaks and will work around a faulty sensor for the launch.
This is a test flight, right? And so while I feel very good about our procedures, when you look the team in the eye, they're ready. We can't control the weather. And so on any given day, you know, there is risk that we'll be able to get off.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. A judge in Los Angeles has thrown out an indictment charging a dive boat captain with manslaughter for the deaths of 34 people in a 2019 fire.
The ruling comes 3 years after the boat caught fire and sank near an island off the coast of Santa Barbara. All 33 passengers and a crew member died. Prosecutors say Captain Jerry Boylan didn't follow safety rules, didn't train his crew, and didn't have a roving night watchman on the boat. But the judge said the indictment failed to specify that Boylan acted with gross negligence to prove it was manslaughter. Prosecutors will appeal. They can also seek a new indictment alleging gross negligence. Federal safety investigators blame the owners of the boat for lack of oversight, but they have not been charged with a crime. I'm Ed Donahue.
A fast-moving wildfire in Northern California has prompted evacuation orders for at least 5,000 people in three communities, the towns of Weed, Lake Shastina, and Edgewood in Siskiyou County. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.